Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray, and if you like what you hear, a review to wherever you listen will help other people find me, and they're always appreciated. So, you know, you can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my special podcast Discord server thing and hang out with, like, 20 of us and chill and talk about podcasts and whatever it is people do over there by asking me for the link, or hopefully maybe clicking the link at the top of my Twitter and joining it that way if it works. Still, I don't know. Or you can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast and hanging out with us over there. So, yay. Intro music is presented by Andre Louis, who is cool and great, and I don't know the guy, but he sounds cool, so go tell him I say he's cool. Yay. Okay, we're done. So I know I said that I wasn't gonna release another podcast this week, and I'm sure people are still listening to the one I released yesterday, but you know what? Sometimes you just gotta do what feels right. So, yeah, we're doing it. Okay, so I also have a TikTok somewhere in the world, and it's private because, vanilla people on TikTok are my family, and I don't want them to come across my profile and see it and be like, oh my god, no. I'm not ready for round two of 20 questions, so I don't have mental disability for that right now, so it's private. But if you come across it, great. Unless you're family, then please stay off. Anyway, so I have a TikTok account. And I've been seeing a lot of discussions about things, and I figured that I would talk about some of the things that I have seen, starting with this week's topic, which is going to be about people calling people honorifics without consent to do so. And if not being in a dynamic or relationship, or pick a term, with that person. So I realize that kink talk is mostly just a sort of a, like, fantasy type thing. There's doms telling subs to drink water. There's subs telling doms to drink coffee. And there's a whole coffee versus water thing going on, which I've not participated in because I am neutral on this. Coffee's great and water's great too. So, more specifically, smart water's great. Anyway, so there's that. And the doms are calling subs honorifics, and subs are calling doms honorifics, and it's like a whole thing. So here's the thing. Okay, social media is social media, and you should probably try to behave yourself and conduct yourself in the best possible ways that you can. However, when you start going, drink your water, and you're growling, and you're doing all the things that make submissives go swooning, then you're, I'm gonna get my head bitten off for this probably, but You're kind of asking for a submissive somewhere to call you an honorific if you're treating them like they're your submissive by telling them to do the things. And some submissives out there don't whatever differentiate between fantasy and reality. That's why I never really comment on the drink more water, coffee is nasty, water is better videos, because, yeah, no. That, and like I said, I'm neutral, I don't care, drink both at the same time for all I care. Anyway, so, on the flip side of that, I also understand that honorifics are titles that people use to denote dominance, submission, whatever. And they are earned. They're not just, or should not be, just kind of like thrown out there all willy-nilly. I personally will not use an honorific unless I am in a dynamic with somebody. I will not even call someone, I mean, unless it's like a public situation where I have to, like being on the phone with somebody or something that is important. I will not call somebody sir, even unless I'm in a dynamic with them, because I just feel like they're something that you shouldn't just call someone all willy-nilly and be just, you know, being all like throwing honorifics around. It's kind of the same to me as the little Velcro collars that have become a thing in the past however many years that I've seen floating around. People just giving people collars and then taking them away out of nowhere. It's kind of like the same to me. I mean, maybe I'm reading way too much into this because I do this quite a bit. But I feel like collars and honorifics are the same in that they are earned or not just given out willy-nilly and taken away willy-nilly either. So, I don't know. I see both sides of this argument because I can see both sides of most things. So, I think what I'm gonna go with is don't call somebody an honorific unless they consent to it. Because, first of all, maybe they are already in a dynamic with someone, so that's kind of like encroaching on their dynamic. Or maybe they're not comfortable with it, or maybe they're not, willing to let any old person call them an honorific. But also, doms kind of ask for it when they're acting all domly, and we don't know everybody's psychological stability, I guess. When, if you're on TikTok, you don't know whether that person is like, you know, all just... Because, like, I know for me sometimes, if somebody has ended the dynamic, even if it's me, like, if I come into contact with them, sometimes I will want to call them by the name in which I called them when this all started. So, I get wanting to call somebody something in that regard. And I also understand the whole, like, not differentiating between fantasy and reality and that kind of thing. And I also understand the argument about consent as well. So, I don't know. I'm interested in your thoughts, though, guys. So, let me know when one of the places that I have mentioned and we'll mention again in the outro. So, yeah. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you guys next week. Stay kinky, be safe, be a positive member of your BDSM community, and keep filling the world with hearts. Thank you so, so much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this little tiny rant that I went on. If you did, a review wherever you listen would be greatly appreciated. Or you can send me a voicemail message at anchor.fm/subheart. You can also follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my special podcast Discord server by asking me for the link, or hopefully clicking the link that is pinned to the top of my Twitter profile. Or you can join my Facebook group and talk about any of the podcasts that I have done over there by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast on Facebook. See you guys next week.